Sharing Time, I Shouted for Joy by Sidney S. Reynolds. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. John chapter 6, verse 69. Hooray, we cried. Hooray, we shouted for joy. Have you ever been so happy in a meeting that you wanted to shout for joy? Did you know that you attended a very big meeting before you were born? It was called the Council in Heaven. All of Heavenly Father's Spirit children were there. Jesus Christ was there, and each one of us was there. Jesus was Heavenly Father's firstborn Son in the spirit world. We are also His spirit children. We lived with Heavenly Father and Jesus in heaven before we were born on this earth. In the Council in Heaven, Heavenly Father told us about His wonderful plan. We call it the plan of salvation, or the great plan of happiness. As part of this plan, Jesus, under the direction of Heavenly Father, would create a beautiful earth for us. Heavenly Father wanted each of His children to come to earth and receive a body. We had learned as much as we could in the spirit world. With a body and with the gift of agency, freedom to choose right or wrong, we could prove to Heavenly Father that we wanted more than anything else to keep His commandments and return to live with Him again. We were excited to be able to come to earth. But there was a problem. Heavenly Father knew that when we became mortal and had bodies, we could get sick and die. We would make mistakes and could be tempted. We could sin, and no one who is sinning can live with Him. Heavenly Father knew that someone would have to pay the price for our sins so that we could be clean again and free from sin. We would need a Savior who would give His own life in payment for our sins. Heavenly Father asked, "Whom shall I send?" Jesus said, "Here am I, send me." Jesus said that He would do whatever Heavenly Father wanted Him to do to help us. There was another spirit person there who wanted to take away our agency and force us all to follow Him. That was Lucifer, or Satan. He didn't want to follow Heavenly Father's plan. He wanted His own plan. Heavenly Father said, "I will send the first." Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 through 27. When we heard that Jesus would be our Savior, we were so grateful and so happy that we shouted for joy. All the prophets from Adam's time onward knew that Jesus would come and be our Savior. All the prophets who have lived since Jesus' birth testify that He did come and that He is the Christ. The Apostle John, who knew Jesus personally, declared, "We believe and are sure that Thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." John chapter 6, verse 69. When we read that scripture, our faith can grow. Once again, we feel like shouting for joy. Sharing Time Ideas. Note, CS means Children's Songbook. End of note. 1. Plan with a music leader to teach the children about the plan of salvation with a sing-a story. See Primary Sharing Time Resource Manual, pages 26 and 27. Assemble the following visual aids: signs, premortal existence or pre-earth life, spirit world, celestial kingdom, terrestrial kingdom, telestial kingdom, a globe or picture of earth, a baby doll, 4 pictures of Jesus alone, teaching, the crucifixion, resurrected, 2 labeled partitions, these could be poster boards, drapes, scarves or screens, birth and death, and name tags, spirit body and physical body. Have one child represent all the children and move through the plan. In the premortal existence, the child wears the spirit body sign. Sing verse 1 of "I Lived in Heaven," Children's Songbook, page 4. Ask, "How many of us were there?" "We all were," and tell briefly about that council in heaven and our choosing to follow Heavenly Father's plan. Sing verse 2 and hold up the picture of Jesus alone. Tell the children that when Jesus volunteered to be our Savior and give His life so that we could return to live with Heavenly Father, we were so glad that we shouted for joy. Explain that the next step for us was to be born into this life. Have the child pass through the partition marked birth. Explain that all of us come into this earth life as babies. Show the globe or picture of earth and the doll, and get a physical body. Add the physical body sign on the child. Sing, "I Will Follow God's Plan," Children's Songbook, pages 164 and 165. Ask, "What does this song tell us that we must do while we are on earth?" Seek God's light, obey His commandments, etc. For younger children, sing one or two action songs about bodies. See Action Songs in the Children's Songbook Topics Index. Stress that on earth, we learn how to use our body and teach it to obey. Sing verse 3 of I Lived in Heaven and hold up the pictures of Christ's teaching and the crucifixion. Explain that because Jesus taught us the gospel and overcame death through the resurrection and gave us the gift of the atonement, we can return to live with Heavenly Father and Him again by living the gospel. Sing I Want to Live the Gospel, Children's Songbook, page 148. Have the child pass through the death partition. Explain that although we don't know if we will be old or young when we die, we do know that our spirit leaves our body for a while. Take the physical body sign off the child and lives in the spirit world. Hold up the spirit world sign. After Christ's second coming, show the resurrected Christ picture. We will all be resurrected and receive our physical body again. Return the physical body sign to the child. And we will find a new home in one of the 3 degrees of glory. Show the 3 kingdom signs. Emphasize that we are aiming for the celestial kingdom. Sing, I am a child of God, verse 4, Children's Songbook, pages 2 and 3. Bear your testimony of the Savior and your gratitude for the plan that allows us to return to Him. 2. The opportunity to live on this earth is a wonderful blessing for each of us. Jesus Christ created the earth under the direction of Heavenly Father. He wants us to learn about, enjoy, and respect His creations. Choose 5 categories. See suggestions below. Make a word strip for each and plan something the classes can do to show their interest or appreciation for each. For example, 1, seasons. Each class chooses a song about a season and sings it. 2, animals. Each class makes a noise of the favorite animal, and the other classes guess what it is. 3. Earth. Each class names a body of water, ocean, river, lake, etc. 4. Plants. Each class writes down the names of all the flowers or trees or fruits they can think of. Ask one class to read its list, then have the other classes read the names they have that have not been mentioned. 5. Talents. Each class pantomimes a talent, dancing, painting, sports, etc., and the other classes guess what it is. Conclude by singing My Heavenly Father Loves Me, Children's Songbook, pages 228 and 229. 3. All the prophets have testified that Jesus is the Christ, the one anointed to come and save His people. The scriptures show that these early prophets knew that He would come and often had some special information about Him. On small pieces of paper, write the following scripture references. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Isaiah prophesies that Jesus will be born. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 4 through 8. Lehi tells of the Messiah among the Jews and of John the Baptist. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 13, verses 20 and 21, and 27, 31, and 33. Nephi sees that Jesus will be born to a young woman from Nazareth and His birth, ministry, and crucifixion. Mosiah, chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. King Benjamin learns from an angel about the Savior's ministry and that his mother's name will be Mary. Alma, chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Alma tells that Christ would come soon, be born of Mary, and be born at or near Jerusalem. Bethlehem is 5 miles from Jerusalem. Micah, chapter 5, verse 2. Micah pinpoints the spot of the Messiah's birth as Bethlehem. Psalm 22, verses 16 and 18. The wicked will pierce the hands and feet of the Savior and cast lots for His clothing. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8. Isaiah knows the Lord will be resurrected. Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 through 6. Samuel the Lamanite prophesies of the coming of Christ to the Nephites in 5 years and tells of signs in the heavens. Have each class pick 1 or 2 references. Allow enough time for them to look up the reference, then report on what the prophet knew about Jesus. You might assemble some pictures of the stories for the children to use. 4. Some people have heard or seen Heavenly Father witness that Jesus is His beloved Son. Have the children sing verses 1 through 3, one at a time, of This is My Beloved Son, Children's Songbook, page 76. After each verse, display the appropriate scripture reference word strip. See below, and have one child read the scripture and another relate what he or she remembers of the story. Display the appropriate picture. Verse 1, Matthew chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the baptism of Jesus. Verse 2, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verses 3 through 7, the Savior appears to the Nephites. Verse 3, Joseph Smith, history 1, verse 17, Joseph Smith's first vision. Ask, who besides Heavenly Father testifies that Jesus is the Christ? Possibilities, the early prophets, Joseph Smith, History 1, verse 17, Christ's apostles and friends, John chapter 6, verse 69, and Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, Latter-day prophets, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 through 24, including President Gordon B. Hinckley, such as, "No one believes more fundamentally that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that he rose from the grave, and that he is the living resurrected Son of the living Father." Ensign, February 1998, page 73. And Christ himself, 3 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 9 and 10, and John, chapter 4, verses 25 and 26. As those answers are given, have volunteers look up the scriptures and share them. Sing verse 4 of the song. Bear your witness that as we read the words of Christ in the scriptures daily, we will gain an increasing testimony in our hearts that Jesus is the Son of God. 5. For additional resources on Jesus Christ and the plan of salvation, see the following from the friend. My Father in Heaven Loves Me, January 1996, pages 12 and 13. Jesus the Christ, February 1996, inside front cover. Happy Endings, April 1996, pages 28 and 29. Window Picture, November 1996, pages 32 through 34. Agency, January 1997, page 39. My Gospel Standards, February 1997, pages 8 through 10. The Prophets Testify of Jesus Christ's Birth, December 1997, pages 14 and 15. See also Primary 2 Manual, Lessons 3 and 4 for the younger children. End of Sharing Time. I Shouted for Joy by Sidney S. Reynolds. Trying to be